Shalom to all. Today's office is our Basadaf Kufnum Beza. We are starting right at the top of the Amud in. Today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar, Basar Yaakov Moshe, Hernish Amosh to have an Aliyah. And the Gemara says, Itmar was stated, Matnash Chimera, Shakasuv Ba Kinyan. We have a regular Matnash Chimera, but there was a Kinyan that was written in the Shtar. This is a classic case where he gave everything away, but he also did a Kinyan. Now, it could be it was written in the Shtar, as the Gemara just said. It could also be that it wasn't written, or that there wasn't even a Shtar at all. He simply instructed that so and so should get his Nechasim, and that was followed up by a Kinyan, which, as we know, is not necessary for a Matnash Chimera. And the question is, how do we view this kinyan over here? I mean, machlokes is about this. Be Rav Mishmei Rav Amri, the base measure of Rav, and the name of Rav said, Arkevei Atrei Rikshi, this is riding on two horses. This lashon of Rikshi is like what we have in Gilas Esther, Rechvei HaRechesh, or Achashtronim, Rechvei Rechesh, or horsemen. And so Rav is saying that this is riding on two horses. We'll see what this means in a minute. And Ushmal Amr, he says, Lo Yadanu Mai Adonba, I don't know how to judge this. We continue explaining, Be Rav Mishmei Rav Amri, the base measure of Rav said, the name of Rav, Arkevei Atrei Rikshi, this is riding on two horses, meaning, Harehi Kamatnas Bari, Harehi Kamatnas Chimera, it's similar to Matnas Bari. And like Matnash Chimera. Hare Kamatnas Bari, it's similar to Matnash Bari, She'im Amad Einu Chazer. If this person ends up living, he can't be Chazer from the gift because a Kinyan took place, and that's just like a regular Matnash Bari. And Hare Kamatnash Chimera, it's like a Matnash Chimera in the fact, She'im Amar Halva Asa Uplaini, Halva Asa Uplaini. If he says, my Halva is given to that guy, meaning he has Halva Alpe, a verbal Halva that he gave to somebody else, and in this Matan over here, he says that that person now has the right to collect it, even though it's not a Milvah Bishtar, and it also wasn't B'mamet Shloshtan, all three of the people relevant weren't there. Nonetheless, the right to collect his halva is given over to that person, and that only works if it's considered a matnash chimera. And Shmuel Amr, he said, "Lo yadanu mai adonba, I don't know how to judge this. Why is that? Shemolay gomer laknoisay el b'shtar. Maybe the chimera only intended for the kinyan to take place with the shtar, and ve'in shtar lachar miso. We know the shtar can't create a kinyan after death. In other words, on one hand, the chimera gave a regular matnash chimera, and we know that this gift works only after he dies. But again, that's only because it's a special dispensation of matnash chimera. But on the other hand, since a kinyan took place, that's like a matnas bari, and so maybe he's trying to be chayzer and do away with the fact." That he was giving this away as a matnash chimera, and he just wants to be regular matnas bari, and it's going to be chal before his death. But again, since we're besafik, then we have to say, then maybe he meant for it to be a matnash chimera, that he wants it to be chal only after death, but he wants the recipient to be kainit with the shtar, and we know ein shtar lachar miso, and therefore this is not a valid matana according to Shmuel. The Gemara now says, "Rami de Rav ad Rav, Shmuel de Shmuel." We have a stira shitas Rav on himself and Shmuel on himself. What is this? The shalch Rav and Mishmei de Rav Avo. Rav sent the following message to name Rav Avo. Have a yada you should know. Sheshalch Rav Blazer legayla. Rav Blazer sent the following to the people in the Gaila and the diaspora, Mishum Rabbeinu, in the name of Rabbeinu, which is Rav. So pay attention. This is Rav's sheet over here. Shchimera Sha'amar. If a Shchimera said, Kisvu Tanu Mana Laplaini, write and give a mana to that fellow, Mace, and then he died, and Kisvu Naisnin. We're not going to write it and give it. Shemolay Gamal Knois El Bishtar. Maybe the Shchimera only intended to be makna this mana to the other fellow with the Shtar and Vain Shtar Lachar Miso. We can't have a Shtar work after the person's death. And from Rav Yudamar Shmuel, so here's Shmuel's Shita, Hilchasa, Kisvu Naisnin. That the Alacha is, we'll write it and give it. Kasha the Rav with Rav, Kasha the Shmuel, the Shmuel. We have a steer Rav on himself and Shmuel on himself. Because Rav over here just said that we're not going to give this after Misa, whereas before he said we will, and Shmuel over here said we will give it after Misa, and he said before that we won't. The Gemara answers, Derava Derav Lakasha, there's no steer Rav on himself, Ha de Kanumine, Ha de Loi Kanumine. In the first memra, where we said we will give it to the fellow, that's where a proper kinyan took place before the guy died, as it means that everything was chal beforehand, and that's why it's given away afterwards. But this thing that we just mentioned now, that Rav said we're not going to write and give it over after the person died, is because no kinyan took place. And a kinyan can't take place after Misa. And the Shmuel like Kasha, there's also no Stior Shmuel on himself because when Miyapes Koichai, the second case is talking about where he was being Miyapa the Koyach. We had this earlier on in the previous parak. This is where the Shchimera, which is giving away a regular Matna Shchimera, which is only Chal after he dies, and the only reason why he said it should be written in a Shtar is because he wanted to strengthen the Koyach of the recipient. Now he has a Shtar to prove that he received these things, but it's obvious that the Shchimera didn't want the kinyan to take place only with the Shtar. The Shtar was just being used as a Yipoy Koyach, as a strengthening of the person's ability, and again, not his actual kinyan. And that's when the second member Shmuel said we could even write it after death, because again, the shtar is just being used as a raya, not as actual kinyan. The Gemara continues with another question on Shita Shmuel. Yosef Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Acharei de Rava. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was sitting behind Rava. Yosef Rava Kamid Rav Nachman, and Rava was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. So here we have two talmidim sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Kabay Mine, Rava asked Rav Nachman the following. Yomer Shmuel, did Shmuel really say the statement of Shemalei Gomer Laknoisa El Bishtar? Maybe he only had intention to be makne this gift to the other fellow with a shtar and be'in shtar lachar miso. We can't have a shtar after miso. V'hamar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said b'shem Shmuel. Shchimera shakasav kon chazav lacherim. Let's say Shchimera wrote over all of his properties to other people. Afal pisha konu miyadai. Even if Edom there made a kenyan acquiring these possessions for those other people. Amad, if the Shchimera stood up, he lived, he didn't die. Chazer, he could take everything back. Again, that's even though a kenyan took place. Kufna bezon bez on top. Why is this? Biyadua shaloi haya kenyan el machmas hamisa. It's because it's known, it's obvious from the situation that the only reason why he was giving this gift away is because he thought thought he was going to die. And since he ended up living, he can take everything back. And we had learned about this yesterday. Now, it's mashma from here that if the person wouldn't have lived, if he would have died, it would have been a valid kinyan, even though there was a shtar involved. So clearly Shmuel does not say, oh, there's a shtar involved. Well, we're besuffic. We're not so sure how the shechiv meira wants the kinyan to take place. Maybe he wants it to take place only with a shtar and ain shtar lachar misa. Shmuel doesn't seem to have a problem with this. If the fellow would have died, it would have been a valid kinyan and the recipient would have received everything. Now, how did Rav Nachman respond? V'achvi le biyadei. He showed him or waved him with his hand. That's what Rav Nachman did to Rava. And Veishtek, Rava was quiet. He clearly understood this gesture of Rav Nachman. Now, when Rava got up, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak with Rava, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak asked Rava, my achvi lecha, what was he showing you? What was he waving his hand for? How did you understand this gesture of his? What was he trying to tell you? So Amar Le, Rava told him, b'miyapa es koichai. This is referring to a case where the shechiv meira only had the shtar written in order to be miyapa the koich, to strengthen the ability of the recipient. So now he has a shtar to prove that he received this as a gift and not that he wanted the kinyan to take place with the shtar. Now, just clarify, hechidami miyapa es koichai. How would we know from any given situation of a shechiv meira giving his stuff away that when he asks a shtar to be written, that he wants it to be as a yipui koyach, as a strengthening of the ability of the recipient, and not that he wants the kinyan to take place with the shtar? So Rav Chisda answered, if it's written in the shtar as follows, the kanina minei moisef al matnos adah, that we, the edim, made a kinyan from him, we may acquire these possessions for the recipient from the shechiv meira, and that's in addition to the matana, moisef al matnos adah. And so we can see from his lashon that it's obvious that the writing of the shtar was just as a yipui koyach, because they wrote very clearly that we made a kinyan in addition to the matana, so everything's being chal right now, and the only reason why the shtar is being written is just as a yipui koyach. And continue to discuss matana shechiv meira, the Gemara tells us pshita, the following is obvious. Kasav lezeh v'kasav lezeh. Let's say the shechiv meira wrote over all of his possessions to one person and then wrote them to another person. Now, it doesn't have to be that he wrote them down. It could be that he verbally stated, I want to give all my stuff to Reuven, and then afterwards said, I want to give them all to Shimon, or it could be he wrote that down in the shtar and just didn't give the shtar over. Everyone agrees to what the din is. Hainu d'chilas Rav Dimi. This is exactly what Rav Dimi said when he came to Bavel. Amar, he said as follows, that the instructions of shechiv meira that are written down in the shtar could mevatel other instructions of his that were written down in an earlier shtar. But here's the question. Kasav v'zika lezeh, kasav v'zika lezeh. Let's say he wrote down his intentions in a shtar. So again, in the morning, he said, I want to give all my nechasim to Reuven, and wrote that down in a shtar. But then he was mezake that shtar to Reuven. He gave it to Reuven as a proof that he was giving him all of his nechasim. And then he did the same thing in the evening to Shimon. Over here, it's a little bit different, because now the person was given a shtar. So Rav Amar Rav says, Risha and Kana, the first guy acquires a nechasim, that's Reuven. And Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Sheni Kana, it's a second guy, Shimon, he acquires a nechasim. Why is this? So Rav Amar Risha and Kana, Rav says the first one acquires, Harei Kamatnas Bari. This is just like a Matnas Bari, because giving of the shtar is like effecting an actual kinyan. And so the moment Reuven made the kinyan in the morning, that doesn't leave any ability for the shechiv meira to be chazer to backtrack and give everything to Shimon. Whereas Shmuel says, Sheni Kana, the second guy, Shimon, he acquires everything. Why is that? Because Harei Kamatnas shechiv meira. This is just like a Matnas shechiv meira, and a shechiv meira could be chazer. Even if he said that he's going to give everything to Reuven, he could change his mind and decide to give everything to Shimon. And that's what he did. And just because he gave the shtar to Reuven, that doesn't mean that he can't be chazer from it. And therefore, giving the shtar to Shimon later on shows that he really wants Shimon to acquire everything. Ask the Gemara, hold 1 second. We already had this machlokes Rav and Shmuel on the beginning of today's daf, the top of the previous amud. In regards to the case of a matnas shechiv meira that had a kinyan done regarding it, so this is the same exact machlokes. And Rav over there had said that it's considered a matnas bari in some element, namely that he can't take it back from the first person he gave it to. And Shmuel had said it's just considered like a regular matnas shechiv meira. So what do we need to have another machlokes for? It seems to be the same exact thing. The Gemara answers Sricha. It actually is necessary to have both scenarios. If we only had the first case where the kinyan was written in the shtar, I might say that b'haka amar Rav, it's only over there that Rav says it's considered like a matnas bari in some element, mishum de kanumine, because an actual kinyan took place. Aval b'ha deloy kanumine, but over here, when no actual kinyan took place, he ended up with a shtar to Reuven as a raya, but not that that was an actual kinyan. So I might say that Rav agrees to Shmuel that the shechiv meira would be able to be chayzer and now give it to Shimon. And that's why we had to say that even in this case, Rav holds that no, the first guy acquires, not the second. And if we only had the second case, I might say b'ha kamar Shmuel, it's only a second scenario that Shmuel says it's a regular matnas shechiv meira because no kinyan took place, and therefore he could be chayzer from his gift to Reuven and give it to Shimon. Aval b'hach. But in regards to the first case where an actual kinyan took place, eimam modulei l'Rav, I might say the Shmuel agrees to Rav that he can't back out from the gift given to the first guy. Tzricha, that's why we need the second case as well to show the Shmuel holds the same thing over there also. Now basura masnu hachi. In Sura they taught this, meaning what we just said. And b'pumpadisa masnu hachi. On p'pumpadisa they used to teach the following. Amar b'yimra bar Abba, Rabbi Rava said shalchulein bei Rav l'Shmuel. They sent the following question from the Beis of Rav to Shmuel. Yilam deim l'Rabbeinu, please teach us, Rabbi. If a shechiv meira wrote over all of his nechasim to others, and then Edom made a kinyan from him in order to effect that gift right now, mahu, what's the din? Is the shechiv meira allowed to be chayzer from that or not? So Shalach Lahu, he sent him the following message, ein achar kinyan klum, there's nothing that can happen after kinyan. Now we're going to stop right here, which is a little bit of a cliffhanger, because we're not exactly so sure what Shmuel is referring to, and pick up tomorrow's discussion what he really means. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.